All right, let's dive in today. We're going deep on something, well, pretty critical for any leader, especially at the C-suite level.
Yeah.
It's all about how to actually make strategy happen, you know, not just having it sit there on paper.
Yeah, those fancy binders.
Exactly, gathering dust. So our guide for this deep dive is Kate Bushnell's ebook, Activating Strategy. Now, she's the president of the Grossman Group, a consultancy focused on communication solutions. So this is all about, you know, practical application, not just theory.
Yeah, definitely. It's about getting things done and, more importantly, seeing real results in terms of growth and profitability.
Okay, so results. Now, you mentioned something earlier that really struck me. Bushnell highlights a pretty alarming statistic.
Yeah, that's 67%.
67% of employees, they don't really get how they fit into those new growth initiatives. I mean, think about the lost potential there.
It's huge.
It is, and it makes you think. We've all been in those meetings, right? The big strategy rollout, everyone's nodding along, but then nothing happens.
It's like the strategy just stays stuck, stuck. It's like Bushnell saying, it's not worth the paper it's printed on unless it translates to action.
Absolutely, and that's where this idea of activation comes in. It's not just about telling people about the strategy. It's about making it an experience that gets everyone on board and, you know, energized.
So it's like, you're not just the strategist, you're the conductor of the orchestra.
Yeah.
Exactly, sure everyone's playing their part at the right time.
And just like a conductor needs a clear score, leaders need to make sure the strategy is crystal clear, easy to understand.
Hmm.
Bushnell points out, we often assume our teams just get it because we do.
Yeah.
But, you know, we live and breathe this stuff at the executive level.
We do.
We can't expect everyone to be on the same page right off the bat.
Right. We can't just assume, you know, they'll figure it out.
Right.
There's that saying, assumptions are the termites of relationships, and that applies to strategy too.
100%.
So how do we get everyone on the same page without overwhelming them? How do we make it clear without it being, you know, information overload? Well, Bushnell suggests something she calls co-creation, and it's really about getting leaders from all across the organization involved in developing the strategy.
Interesting. So not just getting buy-in after the fact.
No, it's more about tapping into their expertise, getting those diverse perspectives, and ending up with better ideas.
That makes sense, especially at the senior leadership level.
Yeah.
When you feel like you've had a hand in shaping the strategy, you're way more likely to champion it.
Exactly. And Bushnell actually has a great case study about this, working with a global supply chain function.
Oh, tell me about it.
So instead of the usual top-down approach, they brought in hundreds of leaders through these things called strategy sprints.
Strategy sprints, huh?
Yeah, they'd brainstorm, share ideas, really mold the strategy from the ground up.
So they basically crowdsourced the strategy, but with a very specific, experienced group.
Mm-hmm.
What were the results? Did it work?
Oh, yeah. The implementation was so much smoother because people felt ownership. They saw their fingerprints all over the final plan.
I love that. Okay, so now we've got a strategy. People are on board. But how do we actually communicate it in a way that makes it stick?
Right, because it's not enough to just have a good plan. You have to roll it out effectively.
Now, this is where Bushnell introduces this CAR framework. I love frameworks. Makes it nice and simple. It stands for context, audience, and relevance.
It really gets to the heart of what it takes to get people to buy in, to really embrace change.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Starting with context, you're saying we need to, like, give everyone a shared understanding of why this strategy is even necessary. Not just what it is, but the why.
Exactly. You've got to paint that picture of the challenges, the opportunities that led to this specific strategy. And then audience, it's all about knowing who you're talking to.
Right. Different strokes for different folks.
What are their concerns? How can you tailor your message to resonate with them specifically?
It's like, you know, crafting an argument, understanding your audience's perspective, and then relevance. The million-dollar question for every leader and every employee.
Right.
What's in it for me?
Exactly. How does this strategy benefit them personally, their team, the whole company? You can't just assume people will automatically connect those dots. You have to make it explicit.
Okay. I'm with you so far. I love the clarity. But at the C-suite level, we're dealing with these really complex strategies, so many moving parts. How do we explain all that in a way that's, you know, digestible? Not overwhelming.
So Bushnell has the suggestion that might seem counterintuitive, but hear me out. She says, create a one-page visual summary of the strategy.
Wait, one page?
One page. It forces you to distill everything down to the core components.
I kind of love that. It's about efficiency, getting to the point quickly, especially for busy executives.
Exactly. And it's visual, so it sticks in people's minds. It's a touchstone, something you can pull out in a meeting to get everyone aligned.
Almost like an executive dashboard, but for strategy. Okay, what goes on this one pager? Give me the highlights.
Okay, so the key goals, right? The strategies for achieving them and how you'll measure success, you know, the KPIs. But you also need to reiterate the why, that case for change, and link back to your mission and values.
It's like a mini strategy manifesto.
Right. But even with the clearest one-pager, sometimes strategies still fall flat if they're not communicated in a way that really resonates.
Oh, yeah. We've all sat through those boring strategy presentations. Death by PowerPoint comes to mind.
Well, Bushnell talks about the power of storytelling. You've got to capture the imagination, inspire people.
Okay, I'm listening. What makes a good strategy story, especially for senior leaders? They've heard it all.
So first, paint that vivid picture of the destination. Where are we going and what will it look like when we get there? Not some vague idea, but a compelling picture of success.
So it's not just about hitting numbers. It's about creating a future state that everyone wants to be a part of.
Exactly. Then you explain the how. What are the priorities? What are the specific steps to get us there? And this is crucial. How does each individual, each team, fit into that bigger picture?
So it becomes personal, not just some company strategy. It's men-wise strategy, and I know how I contribute.
Right. Connect it to their world, their goals. Answer that what's in it for me question.
Okay. Love it. So we've got the story. We've got the one-pager. It feels like we're building momentum, but how do we actually launch this thing, make it an event?
Bushnell suggests launching the strategy at a memorable leadership meeting, but she cautions against the typical presentation format. Think immersive, interactive, something that really fosters a sense of shared ownership.
So less talking at people, more doing things with people.
Exactly. She talks about working with a major retailer who wanted to unveil their new strategy.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They created this experience with different acts designed to evoke certain emotions and responses.
Acts. Tell me more.
Okay, so the first act was all about the case for change, laying out the challenges and opportunities. Then, the future act, they painted this inspiring vision of where they wanted to be. And lastly, the activation act. This one focused on the specific actions leaders needed to take to actually implement the strategy.
It sounds like they turned strategy into a performance, a shared experience.
Exactly. It went way beyond just information. And the impact. Over 97% of leaders rated the meeting as effective.
Wow, 97%. That's impressive.
And more importantly, they felt equipped to actually bring the strategy to life with their teams.
I can see why. It's about creating a shared experience, a feeling of ownership. Okay, but let's be realistic. Getting buy-in at the leadership level is only half the battle. How do we keep this momentum going? How do we ensure this doesn't just become another forgotten initiative?
And that's where we shift gears, moving beyond the launch and into the long game of embedding the strategy into the very fabric of your organization. And that's exactly what we'll explore in part two of our deep dive. All right, welcome back to our deep dive. We're picking up where we left off, talking about that crucial launch event for your strategy. You know, getting everyone excited and on board.
Yeah, that initial buy-in, it's key.
But as any seasoned leader knows, that's just the first hurdle. The real challenge, it's sustaining that momentum, making sure the strategy doesn't just fade into the background.
Right, because we've all seen it, those initiatives that start with a bang and then poof, they're gone.
Exactly. So how do you avoid that flavor of the month syndrome? Bushnell, she emphasizes this, point leaders can't do it alone.
Oh, absolutely not. It takes a village.
You need a strong support system. And this is where your communication team becomes absolutely essential.
Your internal comms folks.
They're the ones who can equip your leaders at every level with the right tools, messaging, training, everything they need to actually communicate the strategy effectively.
So it's about empowering those communicators to be more than just messengers.
Right. They need to be strategy champions.
They have to really understand the strategy inside and out.
They need to live it, breathe it.
So they can help leaders translate it in a way that resonates with their teams, you know, make it relevant.
Absolutely. And think about it, those consistent talking points, toolkits, even bite-sized learning opportunities. These things help leaders reinforce those key messages and connect the dots between the high-level goals and the day-to-day work.
It's about making sure everyone, from the top down, is on the same page.
Singing from the same hymn sheet?
Because let's be honest, sometimes things get lost in translation as the strategy moves through the organization, especially large organizations.
Oh, absolutely. Those whispers down the lane can really distort the message. So those consistent touch points, they're crucial. But, and here's a key point, it's not just about telling people what to do.
No, it's got to be a two-way street.
You have to involve them, encourage that feedback, that sense of ownership. It goes back to what Bushnell was talking about earlier, that feedback loop is essential.
It's about creating a culture where people feel like they can speak up, share ideas, you know, even challenge things.
Exactly. Leaders, at all levels, they need to be active listeners. Take that input and be willing to adapt.
Be flexible.
It's that continuous improvement mindset, the strategy. It's not set in stone. It should evolve based on what you're hearing from the ground up.
That's where real leadership shines through. It's not about having all the answers. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels empowered to contribute.
Couldn't agree more. And that leads us to another critical point, communication. You have to keep that drumbeat going, you know, keep the strategy front and center to sustain that momentum.
It can't just be a one-time launch event.
No, you need to constantly reinforce those key messages and celebrate those wins along the way. Think about all your channels, town halls, offsites, team huddles, newsletters, even social media.
It's about those little nudges, those reminders.
Exactly. Find those opportunities throughout the year to keep the strategy top of mind.
And recognition. Don't forget about that.
Oh, that's huge. Highlighting successes, sharing best practices, showing how different teams are contributing to the goals. That builds momentum and inspires others to step up.
It's that feeling of being part of something bigger, making a real impact.
Right. And now, beyond those traditional communication channels, let's talk about something even more powerful. Intentional micro moments. Those can really take things to the next level.
Okay, micro moments. You've got me intrigued. What are we talking about here?
Picture this. You're in a leadership meeting, right? Instead of just going over the usual reports, you take a few minutes to discuss a recent customer success story, but one that directly relates to one of your strategic priorities.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
Or during a team huddle, you encourage people to talk about any roadblocks they're facing that might be slowing down progress towards a key goal.
It's about connecting those dots, making the strategy real, not just something abstract.
Exactly. Making it a part of the everyday conversation, not just some document on a shelf or forgotten PowerPoint presentation.
It's about making it real, tangible.
And these micro moments, they're also a great opportunity to highlight those teams and individuals who might not always get the spotlight.
The unsung heroes.
Think about those departments, those functions that are essential to the success of the strategy. But maybe their work is behind the scenes.
Right, those folks who make the magic happen but don't always get the applause.
Acknowledge their contributions, show how their work is moving the organization forward.
This is especially important for global companies.
Oh, absolutely. It's easy for teams to feel disconnected, but these micro moments help create that sense of unity.
A global team spirit.
And it's a chance to celebrate the diverse perspectives and contributions that make up the organization.
Okay, I love these micro moments. It's a fantastic way to keep the strategy top of mind, build ownership, and make it part of the culture.
And remember, they don't have to be these elaborate productions.
No, small and consistent, that's the key.
Just find those opportunities to organically weave the strategy into the daily life of the organization. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to results.
You've got to be able to measure the impact.
Exactly. We can't just talk about strategy. We need to see those concrete actions and measurable outcomes. And that's where we'll shift our focus in the final part of our deep dive.
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into, you know, really making strategy happen. We've talked about getting leaders on board, communicating effectively, those micro moments that keep things moving. But now, as we shift from, you know, all that inspiration to actually getting things done.
Implementation.
Yeah, implementation. There's one piece we can't ignore, and that's measurement.
Absolutely. You know what they say? What gets measured gets done. But it's more than just tracking numbers, right? Especially when we're talking about strategy activation.
Right. It's not just about hitting some arbitrary targets.
It's about getting those insights that help you adjust, optimize, you know, make sure you're actually moving towards those big goals.
So using data to drive decisions, not just gut feeling. Hey, where do we even begin with measuring something like strategy activation, especially at the executive level?
You know, it's interesting. Bushnell doesn't get super specific about metrics in her ebook, but this idea of accountability results, it's woven throughout.
Yeah, you can feel it.
If you're not tracking progress, how do you know if those efforts are actually making a difference?
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about getting that intel that helps you, you know, decide what to do next.
Exactly. So if I were to start somewhere, it would be understanding how well the strategy itself has been communicated. And not just communicated, but understood.
Right. People need to get it.
Are they grasping the core message, the vision, how their role plays into it all?
You can have the best strategy in the world, but if no one understands it, it's useless.
Exactly. So how do you measure that understanding? You've got to use a mix of tools, pulse surveys, targeted focus groups, even those informal chats with leaders at different levels.
So getting that mix of quantitative and qualitative data.
You need both to see the full picture.
And then using that feedback to refine your approach, make sure everyone's truly aligned.
Absolutely. But understanding is only half the battle. You also need to measure buy-in, you know, real engagement.
Right, because someone nodding their head in a meeting doesn't mean they're truly committed.
Exactly. You need to see that passion, that belief in the strategy. So you look at things like participation in strategy-related initiatives, the number of ideas coming from different teams.
Ah, so are people actually bringing up the strategy in their team meetings? Are they connecting it to their daily work?
Exactly. Those are the behaviors that show real enthusiasm.
And don't forget those anecdotal stories.
Oh, yeah. Those are gold. What are you hearing from your leadership team? Are they seeing a shift in mindset in how people are approaching their work? Those qualitative insights are so valuable.
It's about connecting those dots, seeing how the strategy is playing out in the real world. But at the end of the day, we need to measure impact. Is it moving the needle on those key business outcomes?
Exactly. You have to tie it back to those KPIs, those metrics you identified early on. Are you seeing improvement in the areas you're targeting?
That's the data you can take to the board, to your stakeholders, to show that you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk.
It's about demonstrating that ROI, building the case for continued support.
Okay, so we're measuring, we're seeing results, we're showing the impact. But this isn't a one-time thing, right?
Oh, no. Measurement is an ongoing process. You're always gathering data, analyzing, and then using those insights to adjust your approach.
It's a cycle of continuous improvement.
Exactly. And you need to have a regular cadence of review, get those key stakeholders involved, make sure that feedback loop is feeding back into your decisions.
So create that culture of learning, always evaluating what's working, what's not, and making changes as you go.
You have to be agile, willing to pivot. Maybe even scrap something if the data tells you it's not working.
And that can be tough, especially at the executive level. We often feel this pressure to have all the answers, to have that perfect plan.
But the reality is the best strategies, they evolve over time.
They have to adapt to the real world.
And that's where that growth mindset comes in.
Being okay with not having all the answers, being open to learning and adapting.
Exactly. Seeing challenges and setbacks as opportunities to learn and improve.
And as leaders, we need to model that behavior for our teams. Encourage that culture of continuous learning, you know, not being afraid to fail forward.
Because those organizations that embrace that iterative approach, they're the ones that really thrive.
They're the ones who are constantly pushing the boundaries, getting better every day.
It's that commitment to improvement fueled by data and a willingness to experiment that sets them apart. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that making strategy happen, it's not a solo act.
It's a team effort.
It's about bringing together leaders, teams, communication, measurement, you know, creating that symphony of aligned efforts.
A beautiful orchestra of strategy.
And remember, the best strategy in the world is only as good as its execution.
So go out there, make it happen. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And until next time, keep learning, keep leading, and most importantly, keep making your strategy a reality.